This Hashem is in the sixth parsha. The psukim that the Torah says that the Torah, the Shira, which is referring to the Torah, is going to be an aid. Aid is on Klal Yisrael kilo si shachach mepizaroi, because the Torah will not be forgotten. Earlier in the parsha, it says Anochi haster astir. The Russian says, I'm going to hide my face from them, in the double lashon. And the Klal Yisrael will say, Al kiyena l'kai b'kirbi matzuni haros eila, because the Rosham is not with me that these tzaras happened. And the Rosham says that he's going to punish, he's going to bring tzaras upon Klal Yisrael when they say that. So the question which Mefarshim deal with is, that seems to be a language of tshuva, because we lacking in our connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu, this is what happens to us. So the Mahal, which the Sfas Emes says, he says over from Reb Simcha Binim from Shischa, that the idea of saying ki en lakai b'kirbi is batzim and aveira. The truth is, Kadosh Baruch Hu is always with us. There's never a moment when the Rosh Hashanah is not with us. But the Rosh Hashanah is haster astir. The Rosh Hashanah says, I'm going to hide the fact that it's hidden. If I know something is there, I know that it's hidden, so I know that it's there. If the hiddenness is hidden, then I'm not aware that something is being hidden there. So really, Kadosh Baruch Hu is there. If I would know that the Rosh Hashanah's Mida is to be knowing with us with the Hanhaga of Hester, so it means I know that he's there. He's not going to allow me to see him, but I know that he's there. The Moshe, which I once heard from a Yid in Muncie and Alta Telzer, he says that the Pasuk talks about Mashkech Ben Achalunos, Achalunos Beitzitz Ben Acharakim. You can look out from the window, or you can peek through the cracks. So a child is out in the front yard playing and having a good time, and then one moment he realizes, you know, it's not so safe to be in the front yard all by myself. And he looks up at the house, and he sees in the window that his father is standing there watching him, looking out over him. So he feels very safe. He's mashkeich min achalonos. Let's say the child has done something wrong. So the father, as a punishment, sent the child outside. You can't be in the house. But the father still cares about the child, so he's watching over the child. The part of the punishment is that the child should not see the father. So the father closes the shades, and then he makes a little crack visible so he can look out. When the child looks up at the window, he just sees the shades closed. He doesn't see the father behind the shades. He doesn't see that crack where the father is peeking out. So the level of oversight that the Bereshim is watching over us is always the same. The issue is the visibility. So, but let's say I know from previous experience that's my father does. So even though I can't see him, I know that he's hidden. But if I don't know that, so the hiddenness is hidden. That's the Anochi Haster Astir. So in our minds, we perceive Kiyana L'Kai B'Kirbi. So that's wrong. That's not true. The Bereshim says, I'm going to have the Torah function as the source to clarify to Klai Yisrael that that's wrong. Kilos Yishachach Mepizaroi is the Bereshim promises that the Torah will always be there to clarify this point to Klai Yisrael. It's going to be the aid for Klai Yisrael that this is not true what you're saying. When a person learns Torah through the Or of Torah, the more the person learns, the more the person connects into the Or of Torah, the Or of Torah clarifies to the person that the Bereshim really is there in the world, overseeing and watching over. We have a clarity comes through Liman HaTorah of the Bereshim's Hashkacha, the Bereshim's care, the Bereshim's concern, even in the periods of time where it's not so obvious. So that's the Loishi Shachach, the Pizaroi. The Bereshim promises that this thought that you're saying will not be forgotten from Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael will be able to clarify this point that the Bereshim really is there for us, and that's the aidus which the Torah is offering us. So we will come to recognize that what seems to be hiddenness is just the Bereshim act of hiding himself, but truly he's really there taking care of us. Have a good Shabbos.